Hello, this is Audio Boo, post Las Vegas nightmare trip. I should say right now that probably I'm a little maudlin because I'm coming off of about a 6-day trip to Las Vegas that didn't go so well. I have to say, there were some highlights, so I don't want to discount that. So don't let me forget to do those shouts out at the end. Yeah, because you have the power to remind me, because this is not a recording. So anyway, I was going to Las Vegas, basically to hang out with and support my friend, Kari. She had a pass for the AEE and Internext, and was like, hey, come with me. And I thought, okay, great, I'll hang out. I'll be able to incorporate some work stuff in there. It'll be cool. And some other folks I knew were there. My friend Sylvia lives there right now. So I made some plans to hang out with her, and Rope Dude Twisted Monk was going to be there teaching a class, and some folks I know from Twitter were organizing that, Urban Gypsy and Debosh Diva, and so I'm like, this is going to be great. So, the sort of downhill slide began. I think there was basically just kind of a miscommunication, and I thought that I was really needed for the class to demo Bonham for Monk's class. It turned out, no, he didn't need me for that. Just to demo Bonham for the event afterwards. So I said, oh, okay, well, I didn't need to rush to the venue, so I'll just go back to the hotel and change and come back, and got back to the party later. Long story short, unfortunately, Monk encountered a bit of a snafu during his demo. A rig he was using collapsed while he had someone up, and everyone was all right, thankfully. The demo Bonham was fine. She caught herself. She did not have her hands tied up, but it was harrowing, you know, and after having taught a class for probably about 3 hours, I think, and then, of course, having the post-class, you know, thing, Bunk was really just wiped out, and so, you know, fair enough. And I then had a bit of a misfortunate run-in with this guy from FetLife who did this whole, hey, do I know you from somewhere thing, and we wound up chatting, and we're talking, and, you know, he's a rope top, and, oh, I love rope, and sort of had this conversation that I thought maybe could lead to maybe possibly some tying up or something, and he had his rope there, and, you know, looked like he might be willing to play, and after probably about 15 or 20 minutes of talking, he interrupts our conversation to flag down a trio of women who are walking by with the same, hey, do I know you line that, you know, he hit me with. And within 2 minutes is, you know, talking them into a rope scene. And at first I was like, okay, sure, whatever. But then I said, you know, it's sort of grim to be standing there talking to someone and then have them turn away from you to someone else and say, you know, hold on while I go and tie up this other chick. You know, it doesn't feel very nice. And so that coupled with, you know, my tiredness and sort of, you know, the general slipperiness day, and my own mood, just decided I'm just gonna go back to the hotel. I've had enough. So, the next day was kind of, you know, all right. I bunked short my computer, and starting out, the hotel didn't have Wi-Fi. They only had a cable that I had to plug into my computer. That wasn't working. I spent, you know, an hour then leaving the casino to get to another casino so I could try to find Wi-Fi somewhere, because, as anyone knows, trying to get anywhere on foot in Vegas, though it might look like it's a straight shot of 3 blocks, it isn't. So finally, by 2 in the afternoon, I'm starting to work. I can't get signal. I rush back to the hotel. I finally decide to just, you know, buy one of the computers downstairs in the main smoky, nasty. Did I mention how nasty Las Vegas is if you don't smoke or drink or gamble? I finally logged on to one of their computer, opened my files, got all this shit together to do what I needed to do, and found I couldn't even log into bondage.com. It was blocked. Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas for the biggest porn gathering on the planet, and they're blocking bondage.com. So I finally went back upstairs, called them frantic, and they fixed the cable connection, and I finished my deadline, of course, at end of business, so I was late again, and that, of course, made me feel like a complete and total loser. Which, of course, no, I'm not, but it didn't feel so great. Went out and had dinner with my friend Kelly, and later that night was so tired. got up to go to the restroom in the middle of the night, and on my way back to the bed, walked smack into the wall. There was a sort of pseudo closet thing, so it didn't have doors on it. It's just the wall kind of pokes out, and you have to go around the corner to get to my bed. Well, in the dark, I didn't see it. And so I walked straight into it, you know, smashing my head dead into the corner and, you know, saw stars and got dizzy and felt kind of nauseous and freaked out and, you know, sort of waited for a while and took some aspirin and went to sleep and was really groggy and fucked up for the next 2 days, pretty much. So, you know, I was like, go to the hospital. I'm like, what? Probably have a mild concussion. What are they going to say? If it gets worse, call us, drink water, relax. So that was the next 2 days. The third day in, my period started with cramps that were so violent. It was as though I was being assaulted by tiny uterus hobbits. So incredibly fucked up. I'm thinking, wow, what else could go wrong? Well, what else could go wrong would be disastrous, intestinal failure. We'll leave it at that without getting too graphic. Saving point here, before the hideous intestinal problems hit, my friend Sylvia and her partner took me out to this place called M&M Soul Food. I'll put a link down there for it. I swear to God, this place was fucking ridiculous with their food. It was just a moment of silence for M&M Soul Kitchen. So that was, what, the fifth day? Fourth day? It all blurred into this just nonstop stream of failure. You know, one of the situations just where whatever could go wrong did go wrong. But eventually the weekend wound down, and the week, rather, because it was 5 days. I got to hang out a little bit with my friend Chris Brogan, had some dessert, and sort of commiserated, because he actually has to go to Vegas a lot more than I do for work, because, you know, that's where conventions are, and that's sort of his stock and trade, so swap stories over that. Then came back home and realized that I'd left my little travel Ganesha statue in Las Vegas. Thankfully, Kelly found it, and she's sending it back to me. And now I'm back at home, and interestingly enough, kind of sad, because I just realized, you know, part of what I miss about coming home is feeling like I'm coming home to something. And right now I'm in this sort of limbo place. I don't know what I'm coming home to. And the next few months has a lot of busyness, a lot of moving, a lot of travel, a lot of work, a lot of work. And I'm not sure where that's going to go. Some of it's overwhelming, you know, working on the draft of this book that I'm working on, and that's rough. You know, that didn't go as well as I'd hoped, so that was another sort of emotional blow I was dealing with, and having to reprioritize stuff at work. And this is just becoming some long-ass rant festival, but I guess it's better to get off my chest than anything else. Anyway, I guess that's it. I'm hoping that this is my 2009 purge, that maybe I just get it all over with at the top of the year, and I can go into the rest clean and awesome, and nothing else will go wrong. Right? One can hope. If you had a more awesome New Year's than I did, please feel free to share down below in the comments field. So I'll be back to regular blogging, hopefully sooner than later this weekend. I'm going up to Seattle. I wish I had more time to go, but, I'm really excited to go and present at the, CSPC, doing a few classes for them there, and, get to hang out with Cunning Minx for a couple days too, so that should be rather awesome. All right, kidlets, I hope you're having a really good evening or morning or whatever time it is when you happen to hear this. Because, of course, audio is out of time and out of space. And it is what it is. All right. Bye.